KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies at 62 degrees. We'll look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4100. In the news, authorities say a Western Iowa woman was pulled over and cited twice for speeding in Western Nebraska, the second time after she hit 142 miles per hour. Lincoln County, Nebraska deputies say 31-year-old Chantel Wilson from Council Bluffs was first stopped at around 1 a.m. Saturday on westbound Interstate 80 between Brady and Maxwell, Nebraska. The deputy cited her and let her leave, but deputies say she accelerated away rapidly and soon exceeded the speed limit again. They gave chase again as she hit 142 miles per hour and finally stopped a couple of miles west of Hershey, Nebraska. Wilson was arrested for willful reckless driving and taken to the Lincoln County Detention Center while doing an inventory of her car. The deputies discovered user amounts of suspected marijuana in the vehicle, and additional charges are possible. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Cass County woman being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail for theft in the fifth degree was served with a warrant Monday afternoon out of Sarpy County, Nebraska. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a fugitive from justice warrant was served on 29-year-old Heidi K. Johnson of Marnie. After being read the warrant, Johnson was returned to the custody of corrections staff, and she was being held without bond on the warrant and a $5,000 bond on the theft charge. Two other persons were served with warrants on Monday in Pott County. 20-year-old Keegan Caskey of Council Bluffs turned himself into the sheriff's office Monday morning, and he was taken into custody on a probation violation warrant out of Story County. His bond was set at $2,000. And 24-year-old Alexandria French of Las Vegas, Nevada was arrested Monday morning on warrants for second-degree robbery, conspiracy to commit a forcible felony, and assault while participating in a felony. She was being held without bond on the conspiracy and assault charges, while bond on the robbery charge was set at $25,000. A man who was seriously injured during a motorcycle accident over the weekend in Ringgold County has died. The Iowa State Patrol said Tuesday 54-year-old Dwayne Clark of Mount Air died from his injuries after he was flown to a hospital in Des Moines. Clark, who was not wearing a helmet, was riding a 2003 Harley-Davidson motorcycle on Highway 169 in Mount Air at around 1 p.m. Saturday, when he passed a golf cart on the left just as the cart was turning left onto East Monroe Street in Mount Air. The two occupants of the golf cart were not injured. Deputies in Page County responded at around 7 a.m. Tuesday to a call of an intruder in the residence in the 3000 block of Ivy Avenue, about a mile north of Blanchard. When deputies arrived, the homeowner said they woke up and found 34-year-old Brandon Michael Reisner of Bedford asleep in their entryway. The residents did not know Reisner. When they tried to wake him, he responded that he had permission to be there. Deputies spoke with Reisner, who said that he did not know the homeowners or where he was, for that matter. Reisner was found to have a warrant from Minnesota for three felony counts of damage to property in the first degree and three counts of tampering with a motor vehicle. There is no bond on the warrant. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held without bond, pending extradition to Minnesota. Red Oak Police said yesterday two people were arrested Tuesday morning on drug charges. 22-year-old Paige Marie Clark of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, and 27-year-old Aaron Gar Nelson of Omaha was arrested for felony ongoing criminal conduct and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $25,000. Both were taken into custody just before 8 a.m. Tuesday in the 300 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak. And the Union County Sheriff's Office reports 38-year-old Michael James Chamberlain of Afton was arrested around 2 a.m. last Friday in Afton. He was taken into custody on a Palo Alto County court order and a Palo Alto County warrant for failure to appear. Chamberlain was being held in the Union County Jail until being picked up by Palo Alto County deputies. Finally, in area news, in early 2018, Healthy Cass County received one of six community grant awards from the University of Iowa's College of Public Health. Healthy Cass County used the funds to develop an initiative entitled Walk Cass County. The project is to encourage walking as a way to connect families and friends while gaining countless health benefits. The grant helped Healthy Cass County develop, print, and distribute walking maps with routes of varying lengths in each of the eight Cass County towns. Hotch Studios, located in Atlantic, designed a new Healthy Cass County logo and all eight maps for the group. You can get any of the eight maps by stopping by the Cass County Public Health Office during their business hours, locating maps throughout each community, visiting the Healthy Cass County webpage to print the map of your choice. There's a link to that under the same story on our news page. And by downloading the Map My Walk app and searching for the Healthy Cass County routes in any Cass County town. Beth Olson, Director for Public Health for Cass County and a Healthy Cass County Coordinator, says they've been making great strides here in Cass to improve our county health rankings and statistics, and walking is easy, and best of all, it's free. And they hope the maps would engage community members and families by encouraging active lifestyles and togetherness by the simple act of walking. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.